两代企业家，一个死要面子。
Two entrepreneurs, one is obsessed with face and reputation.
一个不要面子。
Don't be ashamed.
但你发现没有？
But you see.
不要面子。
Don't embarrass.
那个人呢，反而纠错更快。
The person, however, corrects faster.
雷军60后，出道30多年啊。
Lay John, he's been in the industry for 30 years since his debut as a 60s person.
人设始终是一个谦逊的温和的理工男。
The character is always a humble and gentle engineer.
那亲和力是他的金字招牌。
That's his trademark.
但你仔细看，人非圣贤，孰能无过啊。
But look, no one is perfect.
这些年他什么时候公开认过错呢？
Has he ever publicly admitted his mistakes in recent years?
这就是把面子看得太重。
This is because people are too concerned about their face.
犯错不能承认。
Admit mistakes.
因为认错就是丢面子。
Because of misidentification, you will lose face.
丢面子就会丢生意。
If you lose face, you will lose business.
换句话说，
In other words,
面子比天大，人设不能崩。
The face of the great God cannot be broken.
那你再看87年出生的于浩吧。
Half of the people born in 1987, that's you, Hao.
追觅成功了。
I succeeded in tracking the target.
他也飘了。
He is also lost.
也颠了，半天。
He was also very upset.
里面能够发70多条视频啊。
You can upload more than 70 videos.
喊这种要做100亿美元的公司。
I heard that this is going to be a company worth billions of dollars.
这样的目标啊，说要超越马斯克。
Such a goal of surpassing Musk.
要重新发明地球
Reinvent the earth.
就这么一个狂人啊
That's all it takes to make someone a madman.
6月5号呢
On June 5th,
微博被禁言了
Weibo has been banned.
他立刻收手，账号交给公司管，200多个 BU 呢砍成4个。
He immediately handed over the account to the company, which manages 200 plus BU business units, and divided them into 4.
从重新发明地球呢，干回到扫地机器人。
From reinventing the earth to returning to sweeping robots.
这转向够快的吧。
Is this a fast turn?
说明他根本没把面子当回事儿。
He didn't care about his face at all.
所以你看啊，雷军和于浩两个人。
So when you look at Lay and you together,
两个代际，认错这两个字在他们那儿的分量是完全不一样的。
The two generations have different understandings of the word mistake.
60后呢，觉得面子就是命啊。
60-year-olds, they think that face is everything.
立了人设就得死撑到底啊。
The people who are good-natured have to keep up appearances.
方向错了也不能改。
You can't change the direction you've taken.
80后很多人呢才不管那么多呢。
Many 80s people don't care much about it.
丢人就丢人呗啊。
It's embarrassing, it's embarrassing.
犯了错从头再来。
Start from the beginning.
这就是面子观这种东西的代际差异。
This is the difference in understanding of face between different cultures.
那你怎么看面子呢？
What do you think about face?
在评论区里面聊一下呗。
Let's discuss it in the comments.